How to create a blog. Hello friend. How are you today? My name is Levi. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
When you publish a new blog post or new page, you need to add SEO meta tags to each content. This is just another place where you can change the blog name and slogan. So if you start to get tired of your current blog template, you can simply switch to another template without losing any valuable content or images. After WordPress is set up, you're ready to customize the look of your blog to be yours and begin blogging. Once you have decided on the first blog post you want to write, go to the Add New Post section in your WordPress dashboard. Once you've done all of the above, you're ready to start creating content for your new blog. The basic structure of your blog based on pages, posts and categories will vary depending on what you do, such as permanent bios, contact pages and more. The success of a blog depends on many things like writing skills, interesting topics, and more, but the real key is regular updates. When you are finished creating a blog post, you can schedule it for a later time rather than publish right away by scrolling to the top and clicking the publish button to publish immediately. The post was successfully created and is optimized for search engine traffic, plus you get a free domain name and everything you need to manage, plus launch your new blog in just a few clicks. This is a great way to build authority in your niche, meet other bloggers and gain backlinks. It's about creating useful content and writing blog posts that will engage readers and keep them coming back for more. In popular culture, you often hear about news blogs or celebrity blogs, but as you'll see in this guide, you can start a successful blog on any topic imaginable. Most of your blog posts will be about personal experiences, hobbies, successes, failures, and new acquaintances. Plus, these posts give your blog a variety of topics and perspectives. For tips on creating a good blog post, follow this blog tyrant guide on how to write a good blog post, and also check out my guide on the best grammar checkers to use this year on your blog and why I use Grammarly, or check out our complete guide on creating email content that people care about. Your best bet is to first publish the content on your blog, wait a few days for it to be indexed by search engines, and then you can start publishing it on other platforms. It is also important to write content that matches Google searches and motivates them to take action on your blog. If you are blogging about a particular topic, you will definitely want to include it in some way when choosing a domain name. You don't have to pick a topic right away, but it's okay if you already have something on your mind. If you think you are into long-term blogging or want to monetize your site at some point, we recommend starting from the very beginning with a self-hosting WordPress blog on WordPress.org. To start your own WordPress blog, web host, domain registrar, use Bluehost as your web host. You can receive a free domain for the first year when you purchase web hosting for 12 months. You will need a web hosting and a domain name to get started, and also choose a hosting company to host your blog. If you already have a domain name and want to use it for your blog, enter your existing domain in the right field and click Next. In step 9, you can validate the name of your website and select a header separator. The title separator is a character that combines the title of a blog post and the website name in the meta title. Before publishing a post, you can see how the blog post will look by clicking the preview button at the top of the page. Blog posts can be found and created on site under the Sites tab when you click on the title of your site, and you will be able to see the top 10 articles posted on Pinterest and/or Facebook on this particular blog. In fact, if you already have a website that contains one of them, adding a blog is an easy choice. Although the blogosphere is not what it used to be, there are still some websites and services that can better meet the needs of people who want to create a blog. That's it. It depends on the service. It is by far one of the largest blogging platforms in the world, with countless plugins and add-ons, and almost endless ways to create and lay out blogs. If you are just starting out and have limited resources to invest in your blog, this is the best novice hosting. After clicking the big Get Started button on Bluehost, you will be able to choose your blog hosting plan. That is, every Bluehost account plan has everything you need to start and run your blog, including a free custom domain name, simple WordPress installation, web hosting, and custom email address, e.g.
Episode 1416 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, Please like and subscribe. My name is Levi Franklin. Adios.